For Shauna Nyquist, the relationships God has given to her have often provided opportunities to be a light. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count, and Shauna explains.
When I look back at the moments in my life where I feel God's presence most distinctly, it's almost always in the context of relationship and quite often around the table. We live in a world that is absolutely, we have plenty of information and we can see the outsides of other people's lives very well. We have multiple social media avenues, so we can see the outsides of people's lives, kind of the varnished, formatted, filtered way that people want to show us their lives. And we have access to the best teaching, the best writing, and the best speakers, and the best music, all on our laptops.
Taking time to connect in your relationships with people shows them that you care.
What we don't have are places to be listened to and people to hear our stories and see our faces. And so I think our culture is crying out to be seen and connected with, real, actual, looking in the eye, a hand on a shoulder, a bowl of soup. I think these tactile, very simple interactions are very sacred and very holy, and I think our culture is starving for them. And so I think if you want to really connect with people on a deep spiritual level, I think it's often asking about their story, about creating space for them around your table. People want to be seen and want to be heard, and hospitality is a really sacred, deep way to do that. I think it's a little bit of a lost art in our culture, but it's one I'm really passionate about. I've seen God use it in so many ways in our community, in our neighbors, in our friendships. I think it's one of God's greatest tools to repair and rebuild people's hearts.
What a great reminder. Do you want to learn more about how you can build relationships through living a prayer, care, share lifestyle? Why don't you go to makingyourlifecount.com?